It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to the weekend that was on SEN as we recap all the action from round seven. I'm Matty Cox. Let's start with Anzac Day at the MCG. It was another classic encounter between the Bombers and the Pies, and the two old foes couldn't be split after four quarters, with the final score finishing at 85 apiece. Let's hear the highlights and Jared Healy's thoughts post-game.
He heads wide to Stringer. All the usual suspect. Takes the mark, 52 from goal, up against the boundary, right on the boundary, and he bends it back. That is amazing. Hits the post, or it's through. He has got it there.
Hawks is going to put the Bombers deep inside the 50. Draper is there, mistimed his leap right underneath. Jones with the snap. The Bombers have got the first three.
Bobby nudges him out, goes and gets it. His 60 from goal. What's he going to manufacture? That is the most phenomenal kick I've ever seen. To Elliott, to goal.
Hand pass to Josh Dacos, sets it up to the teeth of goal. Majacek and Hoskin Elliott.
Work up the ground.
He was the fire starter last week. It's his first disposal, and Will Hoskin Elliott makes it a goal. Maynard is going to land it at the hot spots. Mason Cox is there, it clears him. Majacek's the crummer. Kick out to Davey, all went one-handed. Didn't take the mark. Langford courts, holding the ball. Nick Dacos kicks the goal.
Getting back more. Ball to the back. Draper. He needs to collect it and have a shot. He collects it. He has a shot. And he nails it.
Centers it up. Nick Cox followed all the way down the ground. He's kicked it for Wright's coming out. Didn't mark. Jones to Davey. Didn't matter. Goal. Kicks inside 50. Elliott! What a mark! What a theatre to launch like that. From 50 out, he's tormented Bombers fans in the past. It's a lovely kick to match the moment.
And now Nick, if he can find a chest, we'll make him pay. And he finds Lipinski's chest. Lipinski to bring Collingwood closer. And he loved it off the boot.
He's changed his mind three times on the way to the mound of the mark. Hand passes to Josh Dacos, who pins the ears back, has a swing, and kicks a sublime goal.
Gave it inboard. Gresham gets his moment. Wheels inside. He's got Caldwell. He picked it from between his legs. Got it up just in time. Martin, one way, then the other, and now it's a monster.
Maynard kicks up to the 50. Mason Cox in front. Goldstein, the spoiled ball, loose. Oh, Hine toppled over. McCreary went right through and kicked the goal. Anzac Day reprises the deeds of 1995. It's a draw. Can you believe it would happen again? They all collapse on the spot. There'll be so many in the stands who saw it those years ago. History repeats in front of 93,644.
We started the day, Jared Healy, talking about that draw, and here she is again.
All those years ago, and, well, the game didn't disappoint. It's probably the best game I've seen Essendon play for a long time. I mean, maybe 10 years. They were magnificent today, Essendon. They just couldn't finish it off. Collingwood's second quarter was superb, and after that it was just a wrestle. They made a lot of bad errors, Essendon. They'll look back and say handballs went to ground. Bad kicks inside forward 50. Really poor decision-making at time, but their effort was what was superb to me. Collingwood had the opportunity to separate the game earlier in that third quarter. They missed, and even in that quarter, Brody Majacek, he couldn't buy himself a goal, and he had the opportunity. So most times when there's a draw, Jared, there's a winner and a loser. But today it feels like a draw.
It does, Jared.
It feels like two winners in a way, does it, or not? Do you think?
Could you have gone another 3 minutes either way?
Oh, should we get extra time? Oh, open the lines.
But just so this is where
would you like
I
extra
think
time?
In the hot blood of when it happens, if you could survey 93,644 people and ask them, are we all happy to go home?
Mm.
Or like on grand final day, do you want 3 minutes either way?
I remember sitting next to a couple of Sydney siders who flew down for the Collingwood St Kilda Grand Final, and it was a draw. And they were sitting there waiting. I said, "No, that's it." I said, "You're kidding, aren't you? You're mad." Right, said, Jared, no, that's
Jared,
what we do.
Jared calls cricket for 5 days that ends in a draw. You call it a tie in cricket? Can't they do something in cricket as well? A tie test.
So this is what it looked like. Essendon led early by 26 points, and they led by 19 points at quarter time. They led by 1 point at half time. Collingwood led by 1 point at three quarter time, and the scores were level at the close. Collingwood led by 7 points in the last quarter. Essendon led by 12. Collingwood by one. And Langford with the last shot. His fifth goal would have won it, as it turned out. But he's finished with 4 goals, 2. So Langford boots 4 for the Bombers, 2 for Wright, with singles to Draper, Parrish, Jones, Stringer, Davey and Martin. Majacek kicked 3 for Collingwood. He kicked 3 behinds and 3 out of bounds. 2 for Elliott and 1 each to Lipinski, Josh Dacos, Schultz, McCreary, Hoskin Elliott, Nick Dacos and Harrison.
I'll just run through the numbers in the last quarter. Essendon 104 disposals to 79. Essendon 33 contested possessions to 26. Essendon 28 ground ball gets to 18. Essendon 10 clearances to 4. Essendon 16 inside 50s to 11. Essendon 3 goals 2 to 3 goals 1.
Mm.
I think in a boxing match they'd win on a points decision, but it's not a boxing match.
And if Langford kicks that fifth goal, he wins the medal, doesn't he?
No doubt. If he wins the game with that kick for his fifth, well, I think he's certainly the medalist. Now, I don't know whether he's even in the three. It's not the easiest medal to award.
No,
I don't envy those who have had to vote right on the siren when it's a draw.
And again, the Blighty rule, I would have taken the kick to the goal scorer and taken the point, with a point the difference. I'm not centering that kick.
Let's join Beck Madden.
The CEO of the Return Services League, Sue Catamole, to award the Anzac Day Medal to the player whose conduct and play during the game best exemplifies the Anzac spirit, skill, courage in adversity, self-sacrifice, teamwork, and fair play. The winner of the Anzac Day Medal is Zach Merritt from the Essendon Football Club.
It's the first time the captain's won the medal. 31 disposals, 6 clearances, 491 metres gained.
What a game. To Darcy, Craig, you guys are amazing. You showed the last 36 months you're the best team in the competition. We love and respect you guys so much. Another amazing game, and look forward to playing again later on in the year. But thank you, boys. All the fans, both Collingwood, Essendon, neutral. What an amazing day. We're so grateful to be a part of this special day in Australia's history. Amazing day again, and thank you so much for turning out it live and also watching on TV. So thank you. To our boys, great fight. We took it up to the best team in the comp. We'll learn a lot of lessons from that. We'll come back better and stronger next week. Thank you.
Congratulations, Zach. What a marvellous game. Now, due to today's results, we are now going to hear from both captains. Darcy Moore to the microphone first, please.
Firstly, want to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we played on here today, the Wurundjeri people, and also extend that respect to First Nations servicemen and women who have served our country over this nation's history. First up, want to hear, give it to the fans. Absolutely incredible. Give it up. Give yourself a round of applause. Your passion and your spirit is what makes today so special, and what a bizarre result, but it was an incredible game of footy, and your excitement levels helped make it a great experience for us. So thank you to the Essendon Footy Club. Sharing this day with you, running through the banner with you, is a real privilege for our club. So thank you again for your part in this game. I just want to say that today is a great opportunity to raise money for the Anzac Appeal. which, for those that don't know, provide really important services for returned servicemen and women when they transition back into civilian life. Issues with homelessness, acute mental health, family supports and social connections are all issues that returned servicemen and women have. And the RSL provide amazing wraparound supports around these veterans when they return home. So by buying a pin or donating to a tin rattle today, again, as you walk out, there'll be an opportunity. You help to say thank you to veterans and provide those wraparound services. So today's a great opportunity to do that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. What a magnificent day it has been. Thank you for being a wonderful crowd. Drive home safe.
I don't know where the trophy goes for the next 12 months. So the two teams came onto the field through a banner together and they depart without a result. Without a winner, I should say. A draw is a perfectly good result in our game. Scores were level four times and there were one, two, three, four, five lead changes through the course of the afternoon that deliver us to a draw. 12 goals, 13, 85 each of two.
Well, Essendon can cut up with the best, I suppose. We take that away. There's one thing, if you're a Bomber supporter, yeah, you were five goals up and yeah, you didn't win the game, but I reckon there's reason to go back next week and the week after and the week after and the week after.
It was a really impressive performance, Dwayne, but it was, I guess when you walk off with a draw, you're a little bit hollow, but if I'm an Essendon supporter, I've seen big improvement over the last couple of weeks when you consider what happened in Adelaide. And they played okay in the first quarter, but then they just dropped their bundle. And a lot of good clubs have dropped their bundle in this first 6 weeks, so we'll just give them a mulligan for that. But the last 2 weeks, and in particular today, they played tremendous footy. They're making some errors. Like everybody makes errors. They didn't handle the heat in the second quarter, but, gee, they handled it later in the game. But whenever there's a draw, there's always a kick here or an effort there or a handball that went to ground, etc. They got opened up and they were probably let off the hook to a degree by some of the ineptitude in front of goals. It wasn't just one man. There was a few that had decent shots at goal and missed, and decent set-up shots at goal that missed. But all in all, I would have thought if you're an Essendon supporter, you'd be walking away thinking, wow, we are on the road. This defence is a hell of a lot better. They didn't get outmarked too often in the back line. In the back line. They interrupted and turned the ball over midway through and got on the counter-attack. All those things that the statistics boffins have been talking about, I think they have resurrected to a large degree over the last 10 quarters.
Welcome back to the weekend that was on SEN for Tyre Power and Victoria Police. Port Adelaide played host to St Kilda at Adelaide Oval on Friday night. And it was a battered and bruised Power outfit who came away with the 4 points, but it wasn't without a fight from the Saints. Here are the highlights of the game and the thoughts of Kane Corns on the contest.
Almost through the hands of Williams, just tipped, and Owens gets another free for high. Live golf today, Port Adelaide this evening at the Adelaide Oval, and Owens slots it, the opening goal. Dixon got a touch on it, down to Rosie, captain's moment for Kyle Rosie, back in form instantly. And Hill gets on the end of it, he could go for home. Saints could be in front with this kick, they are! Can you believe this crazy game of ours? Mungrel's one inside 50, dropped by Houston, and Filippo pushed in the back, free kick Saints. Playing at the Adelaide Oval, Mateus Filippo bends that back beautifully.
Put some pressure on, but if they keep kicking it back to the opposition, that's not in the rules.
Aggressive corridor kick might come back to haunt them again. This time, Sam Powell, Pepper delivers. Burn Jones then went and got it, and his kick finds Charlie Dixon. Should make no mistake, and Port Adelaide should be back in front. They've had the majority of the ball, done the majority of the goal kicking, but they've been errant. They're 3-9, but they lead. 3-9-27 to 3-5-23.
Kick went forward and Rosie was onto the crumb. Kick to an open forward setup. Georgiades went to ground against Howard, but here comes Rioli. Forced the turnover and Georgiades will walk it in.
Heads inside 50. Nicely delivered. Caminiti, 1-2-3 grabs. Not a push to the back of Burgoyne. So any struts, 30 metres directly out. Should and does.
Drew hand passed expansively. Sinclair hit it hard and towed it up inside the 50. Awkward ball. Owens is out the back with a run toward goal and he'll kick it. St Kilda steal the lead late in the half to give Farrell a chance on the top up to full forwards. Rioli got to the back, has footy in hand, slipped over, regained his footy, doubled, cut him back through and snapped a quite memorable goal. He increased the degree of difficulty from 2 to 11.
Rowan Marshall taps it attacking side of the pack, but out came Farrell and he burst through the pack. Opened the space up, had a bounce, kicks to Dixon inside 50. He went back with a flight and took a powerful mark.
Left of centre, Charlie Dixon for his second. He's going to curve it in beautifully. And a big come on to the crowds. Port by 10 late in the half. Kicks around the perimeter. Marked by Boak, inside 50. Dixon's his man, and he'll take the mark. Charlie Dixon, outside of the ball, bends through his third. To Stocker and off to Sinclair, and inside 50, where the mark is collected by Membry. Tim Membry has to get himself into the game if the Saints are to rally. From 50 metres out, kick started online and held the whole way.
Almost taken by Jones. He dropped it, didn't hold it long enough. Sharman, he got it from Filippo and he rams it home and they're within a kick again, the Saints,
and have descended on them. St Kilda are 4 points adrift. There's a lot of plotting and scheming. Owens out of the ruck to Higgins, who snapped the goal to go ahead. This is the sneak attack from the Saints.
Horn Francis gets them inside 50, goes long. Rioli got it to give Port back the lead with 7 minutes left in the third, and he has delivered.
So it gives the hand pass away. Kick goes especially wide. Burn Jones was the wrong side of the boundary, surely. No, that's not the rules we're playing by this year. Is close enough's good enough. Mark taken. From the third row, steers it at goal, and he has made the most of his good fortune.
Farrell goes long. He needs a mark from a gun. Was Dixon held? Marshall's marked it. Dixon was held. A free kick against Howard, and that hurts big time because Charlie will not miss from here. So Charlie to ram it home, and you'll hear the roar. He's got it. He's got four.
Hasty has ball in hand. He's going to wind it up on the right boot, give them a look deep. Pack forms, roved by Sinclair, who trickles it at the goal front, and he snuck it home. The Saints stay alive. Rowan Marshall sweeps the hand pass to Owens. Got under the kick inside 50. Here's Higgins. Takes the mark, left forward pocket. Higgins around the corner, takes the snap, nails it down for his second. And the Saints are only 10 points adrift.
He sits it up, top of the square. Chance for the Leapers to go up. Ball hits the deck. Huge moment for both teams. Game still on the line. Dispossessed. Horn Francis. No high free paid. Wines. Wines. The finest of wines. Nails a big moment goal. The ex-captain. And that might be enough.
Set it up for Hill. One hand at it. Caminiti underneath. Gives Membry right of way. Caressed the pass to Cordy. For his first goal of the year, Zane Cordy, 35 out. He's dobbed it. So back to 10 points, but we're inside the final minutes. Kick comes long. Higgins hugs it to his chest. Port Adelaide in a last man standing affair. The cost is significant, but the 4 points is in their grasp. Port by 10 points over St Kilda. And the wounded brigade down on the bench, they can smile about that. But there's many a tale to tell in the coming days for the Power. Port by 10 points over the Saints. Our experts, Jared Healy and Kane Corns for MEGT, Australia's apprenticeship experts.
Well, they're the big winners, Cornsy, but they're also the big losers on the night. Three certain. Darcy Byrne-Jones came back onto the ground, but he clearly was hampered as well. But it was a courageous effort. I really thought, as you mentioned, Corn Francis was superb when he needed to. He lifted that first clearance out of the centre in the last quarter, I think, set the tone. And while St Kilda were brave and fought back hard, they're just down on personnel and down on polish. And Port Adelaide with weapons around the ground, much cleaner with skills, much cleaner in front of goals with some marking power down there, and a magnificent midfield that has generated it. And young Jace Burgoyne, well, he's going to be the talk of the town of Port Adelaide. I thought he was exceptional. And that one-on-one was one of the highlights of the match.
It's amazing. They just rave about his one-on-one ability. And for a player that's probably just getting to 70, 71 kilograms, it's remarkable his ability to hold his feet. And he did that late with that crucial contest, then took a contested mark. And when you've got key players out like Aaliyah and Pau Pepper and Rosie, they're the ones that you need to stand up. I thought Meade was pretty good as the sub, like 12 touches in a half of footy. Had some good moments, four tackles. That's a good performance from him. I thought Farrell was excellent. I thought Charlie Dixon provided a contest. So they had some good players, but they were challenged. If that game went for five more minutes, I suspect the Saints run all over them because they did look out on their feet. And then Thursday night showdown is huge, and Port Adelaide's recent record in showdowns has been poor. So they'll steel themselves for that, but it's going to be without Soldo, Rosie, you would think Pau Pepper, and that could be a season ender. Fingers crossed it's not.
Yeah,
Aaliyah won't play either. So, yeah, there's some real challenges. And not a heap of depth coming back through the sample either. So they'll be challenged, but there'd be a sense of relief. Always good to win on Friday night. You do get the weekend off. Just looking at Pau Pepper's body language, he certainly has a smile on his face. So unless he's hiding it, perhaps he's escaped the worst of it. But I think he'll miss a number of weeks. And we'll stand by to find out who wins the medal, because I'm telling you, it wasn't easy to vote on.
Welcome back to the weekend that was on SEN for Tyre Power and Victoria Police. We continue our wrap of round 7 with Adelaide's big win over the Roos in Hobart. Let's tune in to the highlights and also hear David Schwartz's thoughts on the contest.
O'Brien whips it around the corner and the mark has been taken. Top of the goal square. Play on was called by the umpire. Adelaide were alert to it. North Melbourne were not. And Rankin scores the goal from about 10 metres out.
Outlet handball to Luke Davies-Uniac. They've run it inside, forward 50. Lazaro and hanging it out on the breeze and just letting it do the work was Powell. Deeper into the right forward pocket by O'Brien. Keyes was too strong in the contest with McDonald. Selling an exorbitant amount of candy was Rankin. Put the whole thing on the stock exchange and had a heap of buyers.
Shelley, that was neat. He nutmegs his opponent Bailey Scott with an underground handball. Got it back around the other side and delivered it to Luke Pedler inside 50. Pedler, one of three inclusions today for the Crows for his first goal of this season. Delivers nicely.
He hits up Braden Cook. He can run inside 50. That's working really nicely. Right to left. Sneaks it in the right goal post. Howe looking for his second and North Melbourne's. 1-1-7 they've kicked. They travel 22 points. Turned over. Coming out of the kick in. And they'll get their second in the end. Dersma chops it off. Dribbles it through. That would just warm your heart as a forward ox, wouldn't it? To see him put it into the space and give Walker every chance for a run and jump at it.
You could have a day or two today if he keeps leading and doing what he's doing.
He kicked three last time these two teams played. He gets his first with a set shot from 40.
Drives it inside 50. Can they get the mark? Larky was there. Brought to ground by Larky. Back to Zerha. Back to Larky. Top of the goal square. Puts it into the second deck.
Good contest. Ball comes to ground. He gets rewarded. Well done, Nick Larky.
He followed up with the second handball. Simpkin tried to cut it off. Scholl followed up himself. Kicks to the goal square. And Cook was there on the line to toe poke it through for his seconds.
To Jones, who gets it low down on the dive to take the mark. Playing in his home state as well. From just outside 50.
That's a great kick.
And that is a very, very good finish. Didn't know he had that club in the bag. And that went mid-post height.
Right through the corridor. They've broken the lines here, the Crows, up towards half forward. Walker's taken the grab. Flicks a quick handball across to Dawson. Wants to unleash from outside 50. Has a go for goal, and he's got it.
In the right forward pocket, Zerha's going to get it back. Can he craft the check side on the right? Yes, he can. Gets his first and their fourth. So just the little things eluding them like handballs. Drury ended up having to collect his own handball. Quickly to Powell. Standing start. The snap is good. And it is Tucker who gets their fifth.
They're more competitive, aren't they? They're at least getting the contest. They're going to make errors like they just did there.
Yeah, terrible turnover. Deep in defence. It's gone the way of the Crows. And Cook has scored his third goal.
Looking for a leading option or pretending to. Oh, then just hung it out and sold a heap of candy. Stepping through from 49 now. Oh, yes, please, Texan. Plays on. That kick's not going to work back far enough. He pushed it across the face and Himmelberg rises up. Mr. Joshua clunks it.
Here he goes. Good kick.
Yep, just stepped in with his left shoulder to goal. Snapped it through for their 11th.
Nick Larkey with the final play of the first half. There goes the siren in the distance here at Blunston Arena. And Larkey for his second goal. He trots in from directly in front, about 45 metres out. Delivers it nicely. Powell battles his way through the tackles. His handball was a bit short. Laird pounces on the error. Swings it around from the left pocket on the right boot and splits the middle. Knocked off balance. And a free kick. Wardlaw from straight in front, 20 metres out. And he makes it count, George Wardlaw.
Jones is going to work it out to Worrell. Worrell into the left forward pocket. Rankin takes the mark. He's having a day out. Just saunters around, caresses it through. He's got three.
Adelaide transition down the wing in the meantime. Kick. And it's ended with Rankin at right half forward the boundary, who bent it back beautifully. It's in the hands of Fogarty now, who's doing well working up the ground as a high centre-half forward. Goes long inside 50. Himmelberg back into the team. And after a good mark, it's a great set shot for Elliot Himmelberg.
And he just plays it forward for Keyes, who turns around, sees no one's coming with me. Keyes careful, measures the kick and had his measurement spot on. From 45 on a 45.
Drury inside 50 for North Melbourne. We might get one here, North Melbourne, from just inside the 50-metre arc. It's Zerha who puts through his second of the day.
Shelley getting some time in the middle, is able to extricate the clearance and get the inside 50. Walker was able to ride the tackle, fed it forward. On the end of it, McHenry. Quick response again from 35 directly in front.
Chips it inside 50. Schulp dances inside on his left. Swings a wobbling kick towards goal, and he's got it. Lockie Schulp with his first of the day. Zerha's taken the mark inside 50. Meantime for North Melbourne. So chance here for him to score his second of the quarter. From right half forward, Zerha goes through the motions. Right foot kick. Great kick. Starts at left, and it comes back nicely. He's got a treble.
A bit too short on the kick, but Luke Davies-Uniac just rips that inside forward 50. Worrell went up with one hand and flat palmed it behind him. Dersma saunters in, dribbles in his second.
Squares it back up, and following in was Luke Davies-Uniac, who takes the mark. Luke Davies-Uniac from directly in front, he gets his goal.
There is a free kick going to North Melbourne, right next to the left point post. Lazaro's going to take it. I don't even know what for, because we were watching the carnage that was unfolding. Lazaro is able to skirt around and put it through for their fifth of the quarter. Evil looks from the man next to me, Jordan Canellis.
Lies.
Gave me the stink eye.
I saw it.
As Fogarty goes back and gets his first of the day.
And Adelaide will get their second win of the campaign. And they've done it by a very healthy 57-point margin. Down south in Tasmania, this Anzac rounds their second win in their last three games. A win against the Blues and a win against North Melbourne here today. Final scores 12-9-81 to 20-18-138. They go to 2-5, the Crows.
Just need more patience if you're a North Melbourne supporter. It's going to be a long rebuild. It's going to take a long time. You need to go back to the draft. You've got to find some players. It's going to take 2 or 3 years. If you think this is a quick fix, it's not. Yeah, you've got some plays that are emerging, but it's a slow build when your experienced players aren't anywhere near your best players. And they're just not at the moment. So now Simpkins okay, he's the captain. You know, he's not near his form that he showed a couple of years ago. Larky's in and out of the contest, you know, he's a key forward, but you know, players like Dersma. And in particular, Dersma, I really like the way he goes about it. Wardlaw,
yep.
You know, you can hang your hat on those players coming through. The young fella, Will Phillips, who was draft pick number 3, didn't show a lot, was subbed out. So they're just going to take time. For Adelaide, though, that's back to the Adelaide Crows we know. Slick, they got the ball inside, they were good in the air, they defended well, they had systems across the ground, they punished on turnover. That's the Adelaide Crows that Matthew Nix has been waiting to see, and well done to them today. And they did what they had to do. They had to beat a side that was on the bottom, and they had to beat them with convincing prowess, and they did.
David Schwartz there. Now let's get to the main event of the weekend. It was the undefeated Cats taking on the red-hot Blues in front of a packed MCG on Saturday afternoon. And it was Chris Scott's men who continued their unbeaten run to start the season. Let's listen to how he called the action on AFL Nation and the wrap from Kane Corns.
Stoppage cleared the air. Up went Cam Guthrie and pulls down a one-hander. Probably as good a mark as he's ever taken.
Welcome back.
Sets it up to full forward. Jez across the front. Cameron unopposed takes the mark.
And get a mismatch or rely on someone not picking him up. So Young just has to be aware of it and meet him halfway.
Jeremy Cameron directly in front steers through the first.
So that's a missed opportunity after they got the turnover.
Pit net to the front, tapped it down to Cripps, hooked the hand pass out the back. Smother was made, gathered by Boyd, flings it a goal. Jordan Boyd with the answer. If he turns quickly, and he does, he'll see that Jez is on in the pocket. Has it got the carry a fraction too much? Cameron gets there, slaps it back. Tui dives at the footy, releases it for close, shovels it out to Myers, kicks the goal. Not to be denied at the goal front, the Cats. Hand passes it to Elijah Hollins, who kicks to centre half forward. Durden with footy in hand, steering pass onto the chest of Cripps.
This area sometimes lets him down, Patrick Cripps.
In the channel, Patrick Cripps, right foot drop, putt, no trouble. Caresses his kick forward for Stengel. Has runners everywhere, gives it back to Dempsey. Kicks inside the 50, Dangerfields. Alone and unattended, 40 from goal. Patrick Dangerfield from long range, right through the footy, right through the middle.
They find the free in transition. O'Connor goes back to Dempsey. Duncan runs to support, 70 out. Top of the square, Blitzarv's name all over it. Takes the mark, 15 out.
They're moving the footy so well.
He steps around on the left forward and he pops it through.
Hand passes forward, Myers so clever, knocked it up to Dangerfield, kicks it up to full forward, Cameron with the flight, Stengel the other way, takes the mark underneath him. Close in, tight enough angle, Stengel threads it through, first set of bounce goal of the game.
Cottrell's been quiet, around the body, top of the square, 2v1, brilliant heading in, Curnow gets the crumb, no space to move, lays the handball into space, there a chance, Mackay, the handball from Carroll was too fierce, he goes back, Harry, turns around, has a shot, and there's the answer. Back in dispute, Kennedy threads it through to De Koning, tackled, followed up by Kennedy, Elijah Hollins is having a day, and he pops it through. He looks every bit a top 10 draft pick this afternoon. Holmes has got speed, uses it, finds some space, goes for home. Young on the line. There was a push. There's a mark. What's going to happen? The umpire's going to pay the mark here, I think.
Going to pay the mark.
So there you go. The umpire's call, the soft call, has been overruled. And it's the right call. He definitely took the mark, you would suspect. Not that you could see where the ball landed.
No, it was just whether it was a push in the back or not.
Yeah. So it's Ollie Henry around the body. He's very good at this and he pops it through. Hawkins does the ruck work. It comes to Cameron. What a finish. What a player. Just like that. That's his 600th at the level. What a magnificent footballer he has been and continues to be.
Mackay's in the pocket. He gathers. Can he steady? He'll hook it to the teeth of goal. Almost Cottrell. He's in the tackle. He got it to his boot. He muscled it through.
Is the first to read it, gets it to Newman on his favoured left, drives it. Curnow's got a drop here, yet to get into the game. Charlie Curnow, around he goes, ball on its way, through it goes,
and the Blues rush it away. Terrible by Akers, should have pulled up, kicked off balance, delivered it straight to Holmes, and what should have been a free kick coming out is a straight turnover.
The turnover absolutely costly.
Max Holmes with a freshly minted contract from 52 pays his way. 0433 98 11 16 to build our stadium community here at the G. Stengel roves the tap at the stoppage. Hand pass to Dangerfield. Bounced away from him initially. So clever. Across the ground. Gave Tui a path and he threaded it. That is Cat magic. Mackay no favours. Cats have got numbers around it. Blitzarv's up to Bose. Off to Parfitt. Up to Cameron. Now to Close. Has a look to the forward. Sets it up for Myers. He'll run it in. Lethal on the turnover, the Cats.
Edge of the square, 60 from home. Goes quickly, high, slow ball. Go mark that if you can. Curnow up in front, mark it, he can. Must kick the goal. He comes in and he has. It snuck through. I don't think he thought 100% confidently of it as it left the boot, but it finds its way from O'Connor, but It favoured Akers in the end. Got it to Kennedy. Low drilling ball to Kerno. Gather was lovely. See someone at centre half forward. It was lightning quick. The identification and delivery to Carroll. His best kick is good enough from here, Jack Carroll. It's a lovely looking drop punt. Oh, it's a beautiful strike.
From the 50, back inside. Lands in the pocket. Awkward ball. Harry knocked it out of the grasp of the defenders. Onto it. Hollins, Elijah in the square, kicks his second.
Over the top, Stengel will have a go here. Check side, no it wasn't, it was across the face. Cameron, brilliant hands, timed his leap beautifully and marks 15 metres out, as good as directly in front.
Oh, great decision to centre this to Jezza.
Comes in for his third, won't miss that, and doesn't. And Geelong just get the little steadier.
Cripps on the slow play with the ball. Return to him. Kicks up to full forward. Mackay trying to climb through the pack, and he did. Harry takes it in the midst of body.
He's going to go the traditional drop punt. I feel like this goes through and bring the house down.
Harry kicks. It started right. It works back sufficiently. Stengel got it on his chest. He turns and looks inboard. He's got Myers. Doesn't waste it. Kicks inside. And Ollie Henry takes the mark.
Speak about a big kick. It hasn't been a big afternoon for Henry.
There's a lot hedged on this kick. Ollie Henry from 45 jumped into it and saw it through. But Demyers, Cameron is alone at the 50. He steadies, has a look, kicks it high. He wants Tui, who came bounding in to take the mark.
Tui drifting down from the wing takes a really strong mark.
Zach Tui for his third. He's got it. Williams long down the line. Cats are well set at this contest. Cameron's taken the mark.
He's everywhere.
They had Sam De Koning, Jack Henry and Jeremy Cameron in it. Oh, 50. So what did Cripps and Mackay do wrong?
I think, okay, we'll work it out. I think he told Mackay to stand, but Cripps had assumed the position on the mark.
Jeremy Cameron is placed within range. He's 35 out. Left foot drop punt is his fourth.
Good return to footy for Cam Guthrie.
Really good.
Out of the circles, straight down the corridor he goes. Henry comes at it. He got the sit and the step on Kemp.
Key forward.
Dangerous player from 35 out directly in front. He makes it 27 points. And it's a long, long way back now for the Blues. On the Anzac Appeal round logo. Drives it into the pocket. Cowan close. Cowan brings it to ground. Newman overruns it. Bose picks it up and from out of nowhere puts the full stop on this one, you suspect.
Right half forward for the Blues. Pitnet taps it down. Sam De Koning got a whistle. Carlton free kick to Cripps at the stoppage. He's going to use it quickly and play it into the forward pocket for Kennedy. Kennedy looks to thread it. He made good contact. Kept it on a nice line and sends it home for a goal.
Mackay's dropped a bit of around the ground a bit better anyway. Akers runs through a little tackle, has a shot,
topping a number from 1989, so a historically large crowd and potentially a big finish. Hewitt kicks inside 50. Mackay got worked underneath it. Akers again. Carlton fans at Richmond Station are hearing back to the ground.
It's in good hands. Stengel sizes it up. Cameron comes at it. Did he mark it? Yes, he did. Just when you need your front liners to stand up to thwart whatever revival was coming.
Close and Stengel, good decision. And then often it ends in this man's hands.
His kick four, his fifth will put it away. And that's exactly what he does.
An epic, an absolute epic, and you see something throughout the home and away season, that's what you're looking for to suggest that you're good enough to be there on prelim final week, and that's all you can ask. And right now, with a long way to go in the season, these two teams are going to be right at the pointy end. Geelong undefeated with their draw to come. They're just in as good a position as anyone has ever been in recent times.
Welcome back to the weekend that was on SEN for Tyre Power and Victoria Police. We finished the show with a Sunday of footy we've had earlier today, beginning on the Gold Coast with the Suns and the Eagles. before Hawthorn and Sydney closed off the round. Here are the highlights and the thoughts from our experts across the afternoon. Yo, that's going to win the first clearance. He sends it inside, attacking 50, and a nice mark taken by Marek from 45 metres out. He got under it a little bit, but it sailed through. Given the hamstring injuries he's had to deal with, as Yo stripped the tackle and lets fly from 30 out and goes through. Anderson has won the free kick from the restart. Anderson from 48 on a 45 degree angle puts it through.
They're under pressure though and they've coughed it up. Petrocelli, he just runs hard inside 50, flirts at the right goalpost, and I think he's kicked it.
Rogers receives it, darts it inside 50 to the presenting King. For his first of the day, Ben King, he leans back on it and it just scrapes in.
So Miller, he's going to go across the teeth.
The goal, he's kicked it out of bounds on the full.
Jake Waterman opens up the angle. Can he kick this round the corner? He's done it again. Followed up with a long kick towards the top of the square. Is it a mark? No, it's not, to Walter. And then Humphrey gets moved to ball and kicks the goal.
Kick to centre half forward to King, who gives it to Rogers, who's charging towards goal.
And he kicks his first goal in AFL competition, and what a way to do it.
Rogers lurking again, feeds the handball to Humphrey, goes wide to Ainsworth, who beats the tackler and curls it superbly for his second. Tossed up top of the square, Matty Rao for two in a row. He swooped on the back of the ball up, won the footy, created some clear space. Right on the logo, centre wing. McGovern pulls the trigger inside 50 and Cripps takes the mark from 49 out. It's a nice drop punt that used the breeze superbly. Powell was the sitting duck in front of Darling. Off hands to Marek, who kicks it inside 50. Waterman waited out the back. He gathers and runs into the open goal. That's his fourth.
It comes out to Rogers. Rogers with one bounce, has two bounces. Unselfishly, it's a veering kick inside 50. Not sure if it was meant to hit Fioriti, but it got him anyway. Could be a big moment in his career. His 100th game. This to put them five goals in front. And he's done it. And they celebrate. It looks unassailable now.
It lands back in the lap of Miller, who goes inside 50, and Ben King will line up directly in front. Ben King on the runway from 49 out. That splits the middle. It's the full stop.
So the last passage of play here. Up it goes. Rao tried to forage it forward, and that is all. So in the end, it was convincing for the Gold Coast in front of their home crowd, 17-10, 112 for the West Coast, 12-3, 75.
Well, I thought they had some positive moments, West Coast. Obviously started the game really well. The Suns got to work after that, led by Jared Witts and Matt Rao through the middle of the ground, worked their way over and got themselves in front, contested ball and clearance stuff, particularly the second and third quarters, very strong for them. We thought that they would kick away and win, and I thought maybe 50 plus in the end. So a reasonable fight from the Eagles. To still be in it with 6 minutes to go is a credit to them. But again, the coach would be really disappointed about the last 4 minutes when they had an opportunity to possibly win the game, to drop away and let them kick easy goals and put it to bed would be disappointing. And you have a look at the review and why did that happen, all those sorts of things after the game. But I think overall, Adam Simpson would be pretty pleased with his side's efforts. I'm not sure Damien Hardwick would be that impressed by that win, but a win's a win at home, and you take it, bank it, and move on.
Overruns it on the bounce. Slick pick up by Wicks. He got pushed towards goal and was able to snap it round the corner on the right.
Dylan Moore has not missed this year. Make it 12 straight. And the Hawks draw level at the G. Gordon just swept in. He could kick it from here. It wasn't a beautiful ball, but it'll get the end result.
Florence streams to the paint of 50. Can he add another in a hurry? Oh, he can. Fabulous off the boot.
Petley at the punt road end to become the sixth individual goal kicker for the opening quarter, and he drills it. Kick from 52, if he can get the journey. Runs on the right arc, gains a metre, sinks the slipper into it. The goal umpire hasn't moved an inch.
So McDonald will have to kick over the logo on 50. Looks really good off the boot. We can ride behind it all the way. It's got enough juice, and McDonald's got two. It's going to be from directly in front. Wicks is going to have his second. This one from the goal square.
That's all from us on the weekend that was. I'm Matthew Cox. Be sure to be listening to AFL Nation all weekend as we continue to call every game of the 2024 season. We look forward to your company in round 8.